sled away. You've worked all night, now it's time to play. Rudolph's ready to paint the town. Mr. Santa, go and get your best ball gown.
In Britain, Dancing with the Stars will Strictly Come Dancing, as they call it, is as big as it ever was. It's in season 19. Here it's faded a bit, of course, but at the start you may remember judge and dancer Craig Revel Horwood. Well, he's teamed up with his old mate and Kiwi musician Rietta Austin. They're on a mission to crack the British pop charts for Christmas with It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Craig Revel Horwood and Rietta Austin are both with us. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Very good. Now, Craig, take me back. Walk me down memory lane. When were you last here with the old Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I did concurrently 3 years, and that must have been about 5 years ago now, I think. Or might have been four. I think five, something like that. Yeah.
Because
I've been busy doing the Australian one as well, and, of course, the British one, which is Strictly Come Dancing, of course.
Exactly.
We want you back on the New Zealand one, though, Craig, don't we?
Yes!
Well, yeah, exactly. I'd love to come back. I love New Zealand. It was one of my favourite 3 years.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Talk to me about Strictly, Craig. What's its magic? Is it about dancing now? Because, I mean, let's be frank, after a while you work through all the famous people. I mean, the initial series, you get the people in them, you know, you tune in and go, oh, I wonder what they're going to look like. Now you've worked through all the A's and the B's and you've got some... Are you watching dancing or are you still watching celebs?
No, you're still watching celebs. I mean, we have a vast array of celebrities here. And, of course, now with social media celebrities as well, we've invited them on, you know, influencers, all sorts of things. I mean, life changes every year because of technology. And now influencers have become really, really famous. So we get them on too, and they've got a lot of followers. Like, some of them have got like 20 million followers. I mean, it's amazing. So we have them on. We have sports people every year. You have to remember, this has been going since 2004.
Yeah.
So there is a turnover of celebrities in this country, you know, and plus we get them from America as well as the UK.
What's the magic then?
The magic is dance itself. I think that is inside all of us as human beings. I mean, when you consider cavemen used to dance around fires with clubs, didn't they? You know, and for fertility and rain, you know, there's, and, you know, obviously in your country, there's a huge scenario for war dancing. So, I mean, it is in everybody's blood. I think it's a natural thing. Yeah, exactly.
Rietta, I haven't seen Strictly Dancing for a long time. I follow a little bit through the media, and I think Tilly Ramsey is the current sort of the headline talk. Is Craig still the mean judge, or has he toned himself down over the years?
I think he's no longer the mean judge. I think everyone looks at him like he's the honest judge rather than being a mean judge. And he's always polite to people, but he puts it in a Craig way if they've not done so well, which I adore about him. And actually, I think he polled as the most favourite judge now, actually, on Strictly.
Isn't that lovely? See, Craig, I read something the other day. You had said that you tone yourself down a little bit these days because of the cancel culture. You don't want to end up saying something that you'll regret. Are you serious about that? And are you sad for that?
Yeah, I'm serious about it. And I'm very, very sad that we can't, in life, say what we actually think. You've got to always mind your P's and Q's. And you've always got to be thoughtful about what is coming out of your mouth that might offend people. I mean, you know, as a radio presenter, how difficult it is in that way, you know, that you have to be a little bit masked, if you like, you know, and protect yourself, only because, you know, some things can upset people. And every year there's something new you can't talk about. I mean, I think we'll eventually get to the point where we're not allowed to say anything about anybody, you know, and I think that would be a terrible, terrible thing. You know, I think everyone has a right to an opinion, and I'm very opinionated, as are most people, actually. Yes, darling. So for me, it's a real concern, and I know it is for a lot of presenters as well, you know, especially people in radio that have to talk about people the entire time.
Exactly. What do you think, Rietta? Do you have a view on it?
Oh, I agree with Craig. It's tough these days because you have to be careful. If you've got a sense of humour, which we both have, you have to be careful what you say because people can get offended. And especially being a Kiwi too, like some of the things we come out with, really, you know, some people have actually raised their eyebrows when I said it, and I thought, ooh, wrong place to say that, you know, but we kind of, so I'm had to tone it down a bit myself after living in London, you know, from being at home.
How long have you how long have you been in Britain?
Oh, I've been here now for about 24 years. I moved here when I was two.
Well, obviously. I was going to say you only look 26.
Yeah, I'll pay you. so I've been here all this time, and I've come home every year. Though I was lucky, I was at home. Actually, I was recording with Craig. We've got an album that we're doing coming out next year, and we're recording in Melbourne. When I went home to Rotorua to see my mum, and you know, put on my gumboots and feed the ducks and the horses and the cows and everything else, and the world fell apart. So I've been very grateful for the time that I had at home, because I, you know, New Zealand was a wonderful place to be, and I didn't race home to see my mum, which I would have done for all those poor people that had to try and get home to family. So I was lucky. Thank you, Craig, for, you know, being over with Dancing in the Stars. So I happened to be having a week off, my gunboot week.
Well, good stuff. And the hassle of COVID, has it been a problem, been difficult?
Yeah, I think it has. And especially the rollout. I mean, this country has been absolutely brilliant. Now they're really pushing the booster on everybody because of the new variant. And I think everyone is now sort of considering taking it up. I got COVID 2 weeks ago, and because I was double vaccinated, I think I just got it very, very mildly. All I did was lose my taste and smell. That's sort of all I felt from it. And it felt like a little bit of a cold, but nothing more than that. And it is of some concern, because there's a lot of people still dying from it here, you know, especially in the vulnerable. So how is that placed? People are trying to look forward to Christmas. People who want to have Christmas parties. Last year, it was only six people could go to your house. I mean, it was really, really difficult. So, I mean, the reason why we've released this single was to cheer people up and hopefully celebrate together as family, as friends, and, you know, get dancing around a Christmas tree, because that's what I missed last year, you know, because we're constantly worried about catching this god-awful virus. And people are nervous and people are scared in this country, I think, you know, and they're worried. I mean, obviously the masks have come back into favour now on public transport and all of that, which I think is a good thing anyway, and especially when people are getting colds and flu and all of that sort of stuff. But, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? If you're sick, don't go out. It's quite simple.
Rieta, how did the... Sorry, carry on.
I was terrified, like coming from home and you know, not at the time, not having any sort of anything, you know, and I came over dressed in full PPE. I mean, I was absolutely terrified. I was so hot on the plane, and I had gloves and mask and glasses and the whole thing. And of course, I got off the plane and I did all the tests, which I'd never done before because I didn't need to, because we didn't have anything at the time in Rotorua. And so I got here and thought, yes, I made it safe. And then Craig went, I've got COVID, darling.
Yeah, well, I tested positive, I think, the day after you arrived, actually, and then I was in isolation. Yeah, not cool. But, you know, I'm sort of glad I got it in a way, and every cloud has a silver lining. Exactly. It means I can go on to Panto, I can go on and do things that if I had had it later, then the shows would have had to have been cancelled. So I'm really pleased when I did get it. However, you know, it's a busy time for me at the moment, because I'm doing Panto, I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing. Of course, we're releasing the single tomorrow, and it's full on.
Good on you. Rieta, how did the song come together? Why this song? And what about the album? And how did the collaboration work? Who picked who and why and when and how?
Well, we've been friends for a while, and I went to see Craig in Panto and Pantomime, which, you know, is huge over here. So I hadn't actually heard him sing before, and he said he sung in it, and I thought, oh, yeah, we'll see. Oh, my gosh. I did. I thought, oh, yeah, he thinks he can sing. Oh, yeah. And then I was sitting there, and he was singing I Will Survive, and he sang the most glorious note that went on for about 4 years. And I was just sitting there with my mouth open. I mean, flies could have gone it, because I went, he can really sing. Like, he's a proper singer. And then I found out he'd been trained and he's, you know, done all these amazing things. So I got an idea that I was going to write a song for us. And so I approached Eliza Emery, who's Dick Emery's daughter. Yes. She's one of my writing partners. And I said to her, you've got to hear Craig sing. He's just amazing. Oh, amazing. And so we wrote the song. I played it to Craig. He played it to his mum, as you do. And then he said, right, I'm going to record it. We're going to do an album and I want a Christmas song. So we then we're looking at releasing one song for Mother's Day next year and the album later on next year because Craig's just super busy. But then when he said, right, now I want a Christmas song, I went off, did a bit of research, you know, I looked at happy grooves and vibes, and I thought, well, the 60s was happy, but Amy Winehouse did that so brilliantly, why touch it? And then I started listening to the 50s and I thought, oh, a jive, Craig, and I dance as well. And so I had a germ in mind of an idea, and then I threw it over to Craig, and then we have our Christmas song.
Well, it's a fun song, there's no question about that, and I hope it goes to number one for you. Craig, what are you doing for Christmas itself?
For Christmas itself, because I'm in Panto, I only get Christmas Day off and New Year's Day, so I've rented a beautiful big house in the New Forest, which is near Southampton. That's where I'm performing. So I've just rented that for, you know, the Christmas period, because I'm staying, of course, in hotels everywhere else. So it's going to be nice to have a proper house to cook in and do all of that and get the turkey on. You know, it'll be freezing cold, of course.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to warm ourselves up with, you know, a bottle of port or two, darling, even though I've got two shows on Boxing Day.
What about you, Rietta? A leg of lamb?
Oh, yeah, good old Kiwi lamb. Yeah, Craig has invited me to be with him for Christmas.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, my mum and my whangai dad are still in Rotorua, so I'm having that. But, you know, they announced the Christmas number one on Christmas Eve, so it's either going to be a really bubbly, joyous Christmas day, or I'm going to be hungover all day. So
I'm going to make some kiwi dip. I've got all the things. I'm going to do some kiwi dip for Christmas Day, just so you feel at home.
Fantastic. Yeah. It sounds brilliant. Well, listen, all the very best of luck with the song and the album and Christmas and Panto and dancing and all the other stuff.
Can I just say, Mike, kia ora to everybody, and I'm going to drag Craig with me down to Selwyn Sounds when I come. I'm doing the festival at Selwyn Sounds with Jimmy Barnes. And I've said to Craig, I think he should kick his legs up and come over and do that. So, you know, I'll see you guys there, and also download our tune because we need it. We need it. It's on iTunes and everything else. So thank you, Team of 5 Million.
On YouTube.
Good on you. All the best. Take care, you two. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, mate. Lovely to see you.
Fantastic. Craig Rebel, Hallwood, Rietta Austin.